This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on March 18th, 2018. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
The meeting of the Federal Election Commission for Thursday, March 8th will come to order. Good morning, everybody. Welcome. We have a couple of matters about... Actually, we're done with the correction. Is there a motion on the correction approval of the minutes?
Yes, Madam Chair. I move that we approve the minutes for the meetings of the meeting of December 7th, 2017, as set forth in agenda document number 18-07-A, the minutes for the meeting of December 14, 2017, as set forth in agenda document 18-08-A, and the minutes for the meeting of January 11th, 2018, as set forth in agenda document number 18-09-A.
Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. The motion passes unanimously. Thank you. The next matter on the agenda, Reg 2011-02, draft notice of proposed rulemaking on internet communication disclaimers and definition of public communication. Obviously, we intended to discuss and vote on that document today. We are very close to finalizing it. We were working together here last night until relatively late, and have been working in a collegial manner to come up with something that will garner 4 votes. At this point, it's not really so much of a substantive agreement, I think, as what to put in the document, as more of making it as readable as possible and as clear as possible. And the few things we're working through, I have full confidence that we'll get there. We want to make sure that what we put out is something that the public can readily read and understand. And when you put sort of 2 different proposals together, sometimes that takes a little bit longer and makes it a little bit more complicated. But I think we'll get there, and we're working on just sort of figuring out exactly how much more time we need. It's a little bit complicated by the fact that we're moving from this building. Some people's last day in the building is today, and some people's last day in the building is next Thursday. So we're trying to work through a bunch of different scheduling issues, but we anticipate voting on the document next week, probably either Tuesday or Wednesday after, either Tuesday at some point or Wednesday afternoon at 2. But again, we're working on that, and we'll put a notice out when we're able to finalize both the document and the time. So that's any other comments about that? If not, we will discuss it at the next meeting. Madam Vice Chair.
Thank you. Yes, trust me when I say that there is no one in the country who was more eager to have that document ready to be voted on today than me. So if I could have caused it to happen, I would have. The chair and I have spent a lot of quality time together recently. We're working very hard on this. I think some of the press reporting has already forecast that we're heading down the road towards disagreement. I think that would be an unfair characterization at this point. We are certainly working hard on coming up with a document that will have to get unanimous support in order to pass to start the rulemaking process. And I'm very encouraged by it, and I'm optimistic that we will be able to do that. As the chair indicated, let me back up a step. As everybody probably knows, I put out a proposal on February 15th, and at the time I said that there was another proposal in the works, and that the proposal that I put out that is already on the public record is would probably be folded into a larger document, and that is indeed what is happening. It's a long and complicated document. It's about 70 pages long at this point, we want to make sure that it's clear and that people will know what they're commenting on, and we're hoping to get a lot of great comments. I'm looking forward to having putting it out, having a hearing, having a great discussion, and trying to move the ball forward. It's a really important issue. I think a lot of people care about it. We heard from about 150,000 of them when we said, should we do this? And the consensus was overwhelmingly yes. And the consensus of the comments was overwhelmingly that we should strengthen our internet disclaimer rules, and it's certainly not going to solve every problem that's out there, but I think it will be a small step forward. And my goal is to continue to try and push this forward so we could get a rule in place before the election. I am very much aware that the primaries are already starting, and we're already the election is well underway. But the sooner we can get this done, the better, I think, for the agency and for the American people. And I share the chair's optimism about our being able to get it done next week, and I share her opinion that the process has been a collegial one and that we're working hard together to get the job done.
All right. Thank you. Any other comments? Okay. And I think that takes care of the next item on the agenda, which is what the Vice Chair was just talking about. So then we'll move on to Draft Advisory Opinion 2018-01, the Libertarian Party of Utah.
We have a late submitted document.
We have a late submitted document.
Madam Chair, I move that we waive the rules on the timely submission of agenda documents so that we may consider agenda document number 18-11-A, a draft advisory opinion for the Libertarian Party of Utah.
Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
The motion passes unanimously. Mr. Knopp?
Thank you, Chair Hunter, and good morning, Commissioners. Before you is agenda document 18-11-A, which is a draft response to an advisory opinion request by the Libertarian Party of Utah. The requester asks whether the committee qualifies as a state committee of a political party, and the draft concludes that it does. The requester has demonstrated that the Libertarian National Party is a national political party. The requester is recognized as part of that national political party in terms of the official structure of the party. And the requester has also demonstrated that it is responsible for the day-to-day operations of the Libertarian National Party at the state level. The commission received no comments on the request itself or on the draft. Thank you, and I'd be happy to address any questions you may have.
Thank you, Mr. Knopp. Madam Vice Chair?
I apologize. I didn't realize that that AO had not actually been formally added to the agenda. So I think I need to, now that we've discussed it, I need to move that the commission add to the agenda consideration of advisory opinion 2018-01, Libertarian Party of Utah, and that the commission determine pursuant to 11 CFR 2.7D that business so requires and no earlier public announcement was possible. And let me just explain that I think what happened with this was that we pushed it onto the agenda early because we knew we were going to have a gap where we're not going to have a lot of open meetings for a few weeks while we're dealing with the move. So that's why this one got added late.
That's correct. Thank
so
you.
There's a motion on the table.
Right. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion also passes unanimously. Thank you. Any questions or comments on the draft? Is there a motion?
Sure. Thank you, Madam Chair. I move approval of Advisory Opinion 2018-01 as set forth in Agenda Document Number 18-11A.
Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Steve, you said aye.
I said aye.
Okay. The motion passes unanimously. He was quiet.
He's very successful.
Yeah. All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. I think that's it for the day. Ms. Ciccone, are there any management or administrative matters the Commission needs to discuss today?
Madam Chair, there are none.
Thank you very much, and we shall see you at some point next week, and we'll let you know as soon as possible what the meeting date and time will be. This meeting is adjourned. Thank you.